بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter, باب بالوصية في النساء. The chapter on being kind, being courteous towards the women folk. This is from amongst the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he came at a time when people, as we explained, that they wouldn't have any regard for women, to such an extent that if a girl was born, then this would actually cause a person a lot of grief, a lot of sadness. And he would be ashamed of himself, that should I live, أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَىٰ هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي تُرَابٍ. Should I live with this now? He's thinking to himself. He has these two choices. Should I live with this type of disgrace that I've got a baby girl? Or should I just take her and bury her in the sand and let that be like history? That I had a girl and it's history, no more. Now that was seen as something as a sign of bravery, a sign of a person that is courageous, that he could do that. He didn't live like a sissy, so to speak, with a baby girl. Can you imagine what level of disrespect they had for women at that time? And now when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he made effort, and he's teaching them now how much of respect, how much of love, how much of kindness should be shown to women. And look at it towards the end of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, that what a total turnaround has come. That so much of respect Islam has given to women. And yet, people make statements that Islam doesn't cater for the rights of women. Islam is oppressive to women. If one just has to see what a beautiful change came, to such an extent that the woman is protected in her home, to such an extent that when a woman comes out also, she's protected, her beauty is protected, her izzat and respect is protected. At all times she's supposed to be given that respect. The man not even supposed to pick up his eyes and look at her, stare at her. To such an extent she's given that respect. Even in situations where she has to go into any public place, there should be arrangements for women to be completely separate, men to be completely separate, giving them so much of respect and courtesy and kindness. Only Islam can do this. So this is the beauty of Islam, that, and one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that inqilab, that somersault that he has caused, that he is coming, has changed things so dramatically. Now a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, who takes care of two daughters will be like this with me in Jannah. Can you imagine? From one side, where they're showing disgrace, now people are looking with honor, that how I can have daughters so I can look after them, and I can be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah. So from one extreme, in a matter of short time, short period, excited now to actually look after these girls. Can anybody else do this in the whole world except the Mubarak that Allah Ta'ala used Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for this, his Mubarak lifestyle, his style, his ways. And everything that he came and taught us is for our own benefit. So therefore sometimes we find things we don't understand also. Then also we do it because it's the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Later on it may come to us, or maybe we may not realize it also. But we know for sure that there is definitely khair in every Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So today's hadith is a short hadith. You'll find that it is very, very short hadith, but it's got very deep lessons. Today's hadith shows us the power of the mind. What a great power this mind is. A person can be in a situation that would normally upset him, and he'll be very angry and upset, and he'll want to take off, and he'll want to fight and scream. But if he just concentrates, and a person is able to just channel his mind away from those things that are causing him to be upset, he'll find within a very short period of time, this person will be a very calm, he'll be a very relaxed, he'll be a very easy person. So the effect of the mind is very, very strong. If the mind is frightened and the mind is scared all the time, then that also has an effect on a person's body, the way he reacts, the way his health, stress, etc., because of the mind. And that same mind, if that mind is calm, collected, relaxed, the person is focused, he's got direction in life, you'll find that also will have a bearing on a person's physical body. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this mind a very powerful thing, a very strong thing. We'll do today's hadith and we'll do a little bit of explanation. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yafruku mu'minun mu'minatan in kariha minha khuluqan radiya minha akhar. Wa qala ghayrahu rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a believing man should not hate a believing woman. A believing man, he should not dislike, he should not hate her. In other words, he's got his wife, he's got maybe his daughter. He should not hate her. He sees something wrong. Rasulullah is explaining If he dislikes one particular trait of hers, he should try to be pleased with another. If it's something that's upsetting him, he's seeing something that he doesn't like, then Rasulullah is teaching a very, very important principle, then he should be pleased with another thing that she's got in her. In other words, that thing that is causing you to get upset, just focus your mind away. In Tasawwuf, it's referred to as imala. Imala, and you get izala. Imala is where a person takes his mind and he focuses it away somewhere else. He just channels it a little bit in a different direction. So now his mind is no longer focused on that thing that is maybe causing him to get the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's now izala, imala, he moves it. And one is izala. Izala is where a person completely removes that thing altogether. For example, a person gets angry. So ulama will tell the person like that you know what? No, we know. In fact, Shariat also doesn't tell a person that anger is something that must be taken out of you altogether. Because now a man, part of his makeup is he gets angry, but all you need to do is imala. You see that anger of yours, focus it somewhere else. Focus it somewhere else. If it's a young person, they'll tell him to do some training. All that anger and that vigor and all, you take it out on some physical training. So what is happening is you're just focusing it, that energy and that attention somewhere else. Or for example, a person, he's got a passion and he's got a love to do certain sport. And now ulama will try and explain, okay, you got a passion for this. Just make imala, shift that passion away and do something else that is more rewarding, more beneficial for you and will help you also in akhirat. So for example, if you got a passion to play soccer, now the ulama will tell him, okay, what you do is you go now and change it. So look for something where there is no sin that is taking place, there is no vice that is taking place. For example, you do archery. Now you, instead of doing soccer, now you go and do archery. So you made imala. All you did was you just changed the direction of what the person was doing. So like that, there are many, many things that a person can do. A person has a love for reading novels. So ulama will say, okay, no problem. You like to read. Instead of making izala, removing you, stopping you from reading altogether, you carry on reading. But instead of reading novels now, you read the beautiful seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person is still reading, but instead of reading wrong, now he's reading right. It's just a matter of changing the direction a little bit. And this is very effective. So therefore, here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us that you'll see something that you don't like in your wife. You'll see it is natural. All you need to do is don't focus on that. Change the direction a little bit. Start looking at something that you see that you like of her. Something that she does that you like. Focus your attention towards that. And when you focus your attention towards that, automatically this anger, this upset, getting upset and wanting to scold and wanting to be, because you just focused. And this happens with everything. Person has got a staff that is doing something wrong. Perhaps the staff got good qualities. All he needs to do is focus his attention towards the good qualities. He'll find that it'll become very easy. Person is on the road and now there's traffic. Now he can focus on the traffic and he'll get upset. There's so much of traffic, I have to wait so long. He just focuses his mind on something else. He thinks about the Kaaba Sharif. He thinks about Madina Sharif. He thinks about some scene or something that he likes. So in other words, he's just taking his mind and he's programming it in another place. He'll be so comfortable and cool behind the steering, where the person is going to focus on the traffic, he's going to get him upset. But what can he do about it? Well, either the person's flight gets delayed. Now suddenly he's at the airport. He's so angry, flight is delayed 2 hours, 3 hours, he's getting upset. All he needs to do is just focus his mind on something else. And now he'll find that he'll be comfortable, he'll be cool, and yet it will be something that he will still have to wait. That 2 hours or 3 hours will still come on. But all he did was he focused and he channeled his mind on something else. You'll see how easy this person will be. Now these are our akabir and our muzruks. This is what they normally do. You'll find that they're cool and comfortable in all conditions. The first thing they tell themselves, whatever condition is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me not focus myself on this thing that will upset me. Let me focus myself on something else so I can be more productive in whatever I do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.